There was reason for optimism in Simcoe County's housing market last month, a local real estate association says. The Barry and District Association of Realtors, BDAR, recently released its latest round of monthly statistics, which show year-over-year growth in many aspects of the market. In January 2025, home sales in Simcoe County totaled 480 units, a 27.7% jump from 376 in the same month last year. The average sale price reached $841,757, a 6.6% increase from January 2024. January's market performance sets a positive tone for the year ahead, BDAR Chair Robin Jones said. With rising sales, strong price growth, and a significant increase in new listings, Simcoe County continues to attract buyers while offering greater opportunities for sellers. Other positive market indicators include a surge in new listings. 1,419 properties hit the market last month, up 29.7% year-over-year. Active listings climbed 78.2% year-over-year to 2,536, and months of inventory rose by 39.6% to 5.3 in January. Specifically within Bradford last month, 23 homes were sold, actually down 23.3% from January 2024. However, the year-over-year sales price rose by 35.3% to $1.38 million. Meanwhile, new listings, 77, rose by 63.8% year-over-year. Active listings, 96, and months of inventory, 4.2, showed substantial growth compared to January 2024, at 65.5 and 115.9%, respectively. Innisfil's year-over-year trend shows growth across the board, with the number of units sold, 38, average price, $908,355, new listings, 176, active listings, 293, and months of inventory, 7.7, each rising by 31, 1, 47.9, 86.6 and 42.4%, respectively. Here's how three other municipalities within BDAR's coverage area fared last month. Barry, overall, 165 homes sold in January, up 17% from the same month the year prior. The average sale price was $760,575 last month, a climb of 4.2% from 1 year ago. New listings grew 24% to 398 over that span, as did active listings, 62.3% to 560, and months of inventory, up 38.7% to 3.4. ESA, 14 units sold, tied with figures from a year ago, for an average of $757,893, down 8.2%. New listings rose 17.1% to 48, active listings jumped 57.8% to 71, and there were 5.1 months of inventory, up 57.8% from January 2024. Aurelia, 28 units sold, a 33.3% climb, for an average of $626,196, down 0.3%. Numbers grew, however, for new listings, 3.6% to 58, active listings, 79% to 111, and months of inventory, 34.3% to 4, versus January 2024. Ontario real estate prices marked a year of stability in January. Figures released recently by the Canadian Real Estate Association, CREA, show. On a year-over-year basis, the average single-family home in the province sold for $960,300 in January, up 1.3% from the average of $947,700 they sold for in the same month of 2024. The numbers are seasonally adjusted and do not take inflation into account. Inflation, depending on what measure you choose, is running at between 1.9 and 2.7%. In a release, CREA senior economist Sean Cathcart pointed to nervousness about U.S. tariffs as a dampening factor in sales. The standout trends to begin the year were a big jump in new supply at an uncommon time of year, as well as a weakening in sales which only showed up around the last week of January, he wrote. U.S. President Donald Trump's threats of tariffs, which escalated to threats of annexation, began around the time of his inauguration in the first week of January. The timing of that change in demand leaves little doubt as to the cause, uncertainty around tariffs. Together with higher supply, this means markets that had been steadily tightening up since last fall are now suddenly in a softer pricing situation again, particularly in British Columbia and Ontario. On a province-wide basis, prices for condos in a year-over-year comparison fell 2.5%, and townhouses were steady at a 0.9% increase. While we continue to anticipate a more active spring for the housing sector, the threat of a trade war with our largest trading partner is a major dark cloud on the horizon, wrote CRE Chair James Mabey. While uncertainty about the economy and jobs will no doubt keep some prospective buyers on the sidelines, a softer pricing environment alongside lower interest rates will be an opportunity for others. BDAR represents more than 1,600 real estate professionals in the Barrie and Simcoe County area. For more, visit bdar.ca. Use the interactive below to explore your region.